Welcome to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We are located in Winterville, right outside of Athens, Georgia, and are led by our senior pastor, Ed Walden. Our mission is to be a Book of Acts church in this modern world, to build a strong and unified church family, and to see lives saved and changed by the power of Jesus Christ. We hope that in listening today, you will be strengthened, encouraged, blessed, and restored.
Luke 22, a few verses right here, and we'll get on in this lesson today. Luke 22, 31 through 34. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. And Peter said unto him, Lord, I am ready to go with you both into prison and to death. And Jesus said, I tell you, Peter, that the cock shall not crow this day before that thou shalt thrice deny that thou knowest me. And so for just a few moments today, I want to talk about this. Faith. Not failure. Praise God. Let's pray together. Lord, we love you this morning. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the truth of your word. God, it is forever established. Lord, it'll never fade away. And Lord, today let us hear what the Spirit would say to us to encourage and strengthen us today in our walk. Lord, as we serve you in this world, God bless us to hear it today in Jesus' name. Everyone said amen. Give you the Lord one more hand clap of praise for his word this morning. Praise God. You can be seated, Lord of God. And I tell you, Wednesday night, you know, we talked about by faith. And my goodness, what a wonderful service we had Wednesday night. And God was moving in this place. And it's been like that. We've been on this train of thought here the last few weeks. Just faith, and faith is building, and it's been like that in prayer meeting, it's been like that in our services, and we're just watching God do some great things. We have people receiving healings and blessings and miracles, different things are happening, and we praise God for that. But there's, there's one thing that most people, when they serve the Lord, and we learn to protect our faith, we try to guard our faith, and sometimes we try to keep our faith new and we never use it. It don't run out, it don't get scuffed up, you can use it. You can't hurt it. But I understand that because we want to protect our walk, we want to protect our walk with God and our ministries and different things like that. But let me tell you about something about faith. Faith is tough. When you read Hebrews chapter 11, you find out that faith will get you through some rough things. When you start reading all that they went through and all they accomplished through faith, you understand that faith is a lot more durable than we maybe give it credit for. Sometimes we think faith is very fragile, but God gave us this measure of faith, and faith is not fragile. Faith is very durable. It's because it's going to get us through to the end. While we're in this walk and through everything we face, faith is going to keep us and watch over us. And you'll find many scriptures like that that talk about faith keeping us and helping us to endure. And sometimes people, this story of Peter, what's going on here, when we have tribulation, one of the first things people will do is they will question their faith. Oh, am I doing something wrong? Man, something must be wrong with me. I'm making mistakes. But I say this often when you read these passages of Scripture, read them slowly, read them prayerfully, and consider everything that is happening and being said. And you're going to learn a lot about your walk with God and what Jesus is telling you between the lines. And when you read the story, you know, mostly we focus on, yep, Peter's about to blow it. He's going to mess up. It's going to happen. He's going to do it. Because we know that we've read the whole story. Peter hadn't been there yet. Peter's in the moment. He hasn't denied him yet. He hasn't the Lord hasn't been arrested yet. He's not fighting those feelings yet. He's just getting this news flash of what's coming. But when we read it, we're already picturing, you know, Peter standing by the fire, cursing, saying, "I don't know him," and all these things. And so we're like, yep, that's Peter just messing up, blowing it. That's Peter doing it. But what the Lord is trying to tell him here in this is powerful. We need to remember that Jesus said to us, to his people, to his disciples, when he was talking to them about his departure and different things, he told them specifically that in this world, you will have tribulation. And so what we have to start recognizing is when trouble comes, we need to recognize when it's faith and when it's failure. Because don't get me wrong, sometimes people do stupid things and that you reap what you sow, so that happens. Sometimes we bring things on, but sometimes and most times for us that are living for God, it is faith that walks us right into the middle of this trouble. It was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego's faith that walked them right into the midst of a fiery furnace. It was Daniel's faith that walked him right into a den of lions. Yeah? And so let's just put some scripture together for a second. In Hebrews 10:38, I read this on Wednesday night, "And the just shall live by faith." Live. That means, of course, life, but it also means a lifetime. This is a lifetime of faith. That's what the word actually means when you study that. It means not just living and breathing in one instant, but it means a lifetime. So in other words, the just will have a lifetime of faith. And on the timeline of your life, you're going to have a lot of valleys. You're going to have some trouble. You're going to have some trials. You're going to have some tests. That's going to be part of our life. It was never, ever promised by the Lord that it will just be smooth sailing from this point on. If that was the case, people would just be jumping on this boat. But we know that we're going to have tribulation in this world because Jesus spoke that. I have to trust his word, whether it's the stuff that I'm kind of like, or the stuff I'm shouting about. So the just shall live by faith, have a lifetime of faith. But now, familiar, of course, 2 Corinthians 5 and 7. "For we walk by faith and not by sight." We walk by faith. We are moving from one place to the other. We are moving from not just physical locations, but for us, a walk of faith is actually about time. We are moving from our new birth, from our very early faith in Christ, into maturity, unto perfection, growing in him, learning about him, headed toward what Paul would say is the end of his course. We are headed that direction, all of us are who love him, and so we are walking in this lifetime by faith. So that sounds, well, yeah, we walk by faith, and with faith all things are possible, and through faith we can have what we need, and through faith, you know, we start adding up all the miracles, signs, and wonders that we're going to have because of faith. But David would say of his, when he was talking about his shepherd that loved him, of course, and would lead him into green pastures and still waters, he said, "Yea, though I walk," well, how do we walk? By faith. So, "Yea, though I walk by faith through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." His rod and staff is his word, and it's a comfort to us. But he says, when I walk, I'm following my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, and he is leading me to still waters, he's leading me to green pastures, he's leading me all these ways, and he's also leading me through the valley of the shadow of death. When I walk by faith, I'm going to find myself in the valley sometimes. Just because I'm in this valley doesn't mean I've failed. Just because I'm in this valley doesn't even mean I've made a mistake. Sometimes it's faith and not failure. And when we can learn to recognize that this is part of the walk, we get a lot stronger in our walk. We're not knocked aside by every little thing that comes our way because we understand this is not failure. This is simply faith. How did I end up here? You know, we don't like death, but it is appointed unto man once to die. Death is part of this life. It's going to happen. And it was never intended for us to be something for us to stop at. It was intended as something for us to go through. Yes, we'll go through grief. We'll go through mourning. We'll go through sadness. We'll go through the missing. But we go through it. We don't stop living because we have had death in our life. That's never what he intended for it to be. And so the Lord, how faithful he is, he addresses the hard stuff that we'll go through and lets us know that as we walk by faith, we're going to walk through some valleys of the shadow of death. We're going to walk through some hard times and some perilous times. That's what happens when you walk. You know, one of the dangers of walking is falling. Yeah, it happens. I don't care how athletic you are, how healthy you are, any of that, what good balance you've got. Sometimes walking, you can be tripped. If you don't see what's in your way, it can trip you and make you fall. Sometimes you can think, I'm going to go this path. If you've ever been hiking, you'll say, you know what, this looks just a little bit shorter, but there's a reason there's a cut path. Because that'll keep you from falling. You say, I'm just going to cut this way. And you step on a loose rock. You step on a root. And now you're on the ground and you look like a dummy. You should have stayed on the path. But so we fall sometimes. And guess what the Bible says? The steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. His steps. What are steps? Steps are walking. I'm taking steps. I'm walking. He's like, people walk by faith. I order their steps. They're walking by faith. Though he fall, you mean, God, I could actually fall on this path that you've ordered? Absolutely. You can fall on this path that I've ordered. But he's not utterly cast down. See, it's not failure, it's faith. It's the walk of faith. And that happens. The danger sometimes of walking by faith is falling. We will fall sometimes. Don't say if, just say when. Sometimes it's going to happen. We're going to fall. We're going to fall short of what we want to do, but that doesn't mean that we're over. That's part of faith. The walk of faith, again, leads us in the green pastures, still waters, and through the valley. We will go through some things in our life. We only walk one road. The Lord said for us to enter in at the straight gate, for straight and narrow is the way that leads to life, and few there be that find it. And so we know that we walk on the straight and the narrow. We walk on one road, one way, and we walk by faith. And the road of trouble and the road of the miraculous are the same road. Because we don't get off, and again, if you get off the path, you'll find yourself some trouble. But even on this road, heartache and rejoicing are found on the same road following the Lord. They were following him, and he said, now you have sorrow because of the things I've told you. You're sad because of what I told you. They got sad at the words of the Lord. Even though what he was telling them was going to lead to the salvation of the world, they still had sorrow. Knowing that there's victory at the end won't stop sorrow. It's going to come, but sorrow should not stop you. Knowing that there is another day coming, and that's what he was telling them. There's another day coming. Right now, you're walking through grief. You're walking through sorrow. You know, Peter even rebuked him because he told him what was happening, and so he rebuked the Lord. Be it far from you. And the Lord said, Peter, your spirit's not right now because you're savoring the things of men more than the things of God. And he said, this end is of the Lord. It's the plan. It's got to happen. But right now, you're being selfish. You don't want to lose the physical presence of me in your life, so you're upset about this, and you don't want nobody to touch me because you love me. I understand what you're doing, Peter. It's not failure, it's faith. And we've got to get that sometimes so we don't quit God. I've told my story about the night that I came to the Lord, how that, I had repented. God had just touched me in such a powerful way, and I was baptized immediately that night. And, man, come out of the water just like I couldn't believe the feeling I had in my life. I was so happy, so joyous, and just people hugging me and, God bless you, man. This is the best life going, this, that, and the other. And then this one guy came right up to me, got in my face, and he said, think it not strange, the fiery trial that is to try you. I don't know what that means, but thank you. I didn't, and he didn't really go into no explanation. But I said, well, there had to be a reason. So I looked up that scripture, read it, and I just started studying everything I could find, every scripture I could find on trials and tests and tribulation and things like that. And I began to write them out and repeat them and memorize them. And while I would do that, the Lord would just give me things, and I would write up under it these explanations of things. And so early on in my walk, I fought a battle. I had repented. I was baptized. I was at church every time the doors were open. I was praying, worshiping, shouting, dancing. And friend, during the days that we didn't have church, I was crying and pulling my hair out and wondering, why am I losing my mind? And why am I just struggling? Why these thoughts keep coming on me and I can't seem to get out of it? And then all of a sudden, I was like, when it would say, why don't you just quit? You didn't have this trouble. You ain't good enough. That's what it is. What happened? It didn't really work for you. All these things. And all of a sudden, I was like, wait a second. I read about this. I read about you. This is just part of it. This ain't failure. This is faith. I'm just walking by faith. I'm serving the Lord. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. And I'm going to get to it in a minute, but you got to, you know yourself, and you check yourself. And I was like, oh, that's not right. That ain't what the Word says. And so I realized that I was just going through some things, and as I would begin to then pray, God, just deliver me from this. Lord, get this off me. God, help me to have peace of mind. Boom, it got better. And I realized I'm still walking by faith. Psalm 138 and 7, the psalmist said, though I walk. How do we walk? By faith. So, though I walk by faith in the midst of trouble, though I walk in the midst of trouble, when I'm walking in the midst of trouble, how do we walk? We walk by faith. When I'm walking by faith, when I am serving God, somehow I find myself in the midst of trouble, but you will revive me. God is not giving you something. That's why I told you your faith is a lot more durable than you give it credit for. If you will lean on your faith, if you will trust God at His Word, your faith will get you through some of the most hard and desperate times of your life. He said, though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive me. God is not giving you faith that can just be burnt up in the fire. He's not giving you faith that can just be devoured by the lions. He's not giving you a faith that can just sink under the waves and be washed away. He's giving you faith to walk on top of the water, to spend the night in the den of lions, and to walk around in the midst of the fiery furnace. That's the kind of faith that God gives us. And we see these people that ended up in these places simply because they had faith. Not because they had failed God, not because they were in trouble with God. It was faith and not failure. And so he said, when I walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive me. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand shall save me. Sometimes, what enemies do? They just attack. And we have enemies in this life. We have an enemy. We have our flesh, we have all kind of things that come against us, and unprovoked, they can just attack us. We didn't do nothing to provoke this. They just attacked. It just attacked. Your flesh doesn't need any provocation. It'll just fight you. It don't like the spirit, so it's going to fight you. But that doesn't mean you failed. You've got thoughts of your past that keep bumping into your mind. That doesn't mean you failed. That's just the enemy trying to get you off the path. He wants you to quit. He wants you to give up. Man, the whole premise of Job at the beginning was that the enemy simply wanted Job to curse God and die. He said, he knew that wasn't going to curse God and physically just die. But he knew, he said, if I can get him to just curse you to your face, then I know he'll die inside. His walk will die. His testimony will die. All these people that thought how good he was doing all these years and how blessed the Lord he was, when they hear him lifting up his voice against you, God, then his story will die right here, his faith. But he wasn't in that place because of a failure. He was in that place because of his faith. Have you considered my servant? Have you considered him? There's none like him in the land. Let me tell you, God's got confidence in his people. I wish we could, I don't want us to be prideful and egotistical, but I think we ought to have some confidence in our walk. And I think we stay humble under the mighty hand of God and then let him lift us up. But we also want to make sure that we're not, cowering in our faith, but we have some confidence in our walk with God. And then when we have confidence in him, that he is able to keep me. One scripture says, now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and having a lifetime of just falling over and over again. He's able to keep you from that if you can trust him. And so reading these things, this is what we come down to. Trouble comes. It rains on the just and it rains on the unjust. Time and chance, the man said, happens to us all. But that's faith in your life. That's not failure. Time and chance, that's faith, not failure. Raining on the just and on the unjust, if you're walking by faith, that's faith. It's not failure. The trial is a refiner. It's a fiery trial. It's a refiner. It's as bad as you hate to think about it, you need it. We need tribulation in our life because tribulation leads us to a perfect place. Tribulation worketh patience. Patience works experience. Experience gives us hope, and hope makes us not ashamed. And so it leads us on into something greater. It helps us to mature in our walk. When you run at the sight of trouble, let me tell you, new converts that bail out at the sight of trouble, going to have a hard time being elders in the church one day. Because you just got to know this is part of it. A child that is so afraid of falling that it never tries to walk will never walk. And guess what? Mom and dad got to let go of them sometimes and realize they could probably gonna bust it before they make it across the room. But they got to learn that if they fall, they can get up. They got to learn that falling didn't kill them. Yeah, it might have hurt their pride. It made them cry. But it did not stop them from getting up and learning how to walk. And once they know they can do that, they'll get up. Yeah. A very early on newborns, when they first start walking, when they fall, they're going to lay there and holler until you come get them up. And that's why the Lord said they're not utterly cast down. Sometimes we fall and we just lay there and holler and that hand reaches down and picks us up. But then sometimes we got to be like Joshua when we've been around long enough and the Lord's just going to say, get up. Sometimes God's just going to say, look, I ain't babying you. Get up. you've seen some things. You know what I can do. You laying there kicking and wallowing your face in the dust. Get up. Get up and do what's right. It's going to be all right. So the trial of our faith is a refiner. Don't let it push you to failure. It's your walk with God. Don't misunderstand me. If we do wrong, we're going to have trouble. The way of a transgressor is hard. It's going to have, if you reap what you sow, and if you sow to wrong things, you're going to reap wrong things. And And if you're always involving in things that are ungodly, you're going to have some problems in your life. But when you are doing your best, when you are serving God, when it is your heart's desire to serve Him, hey, guess what? You can still make mistakes. David, a man after God's own heart, that was a great worshiper, wrote these psalms that we read about. While he loved God, he didn't want to displease God, but he's still flesh and blood. And so guess what happened? He did. He did sin against God. He wrote it out of his own mouth. Lord, against you and you only have I done this sin and done this iniquity in your sight. This was me. But his faith said, don't cast me away from your presence. His faith said, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. His faith didn't say quit. You hear me? Listen to what your faith is saying. Don't stop. Don't quit. Don't give up. Don't surrender. You've got something to do for God. You've got something that God still loves. God loves you. He gave his life for you. And that's what he's telling Peter. I'm praying that your faith doesn't fail. Because there's no way around it. You're going through this. It's going to happen. You're going through it. And there ain't nothing you can do about it. It's going to happen. I just need to make sure that your faith doesn't fail. He's not filled with the Holy Ghost yet. He's got to listen closely now to the Word of God and what he's saying so he can hang in there and do what he's supposed to do. So, again, I'm not giving us a loophole for mistakes here. I'm telling you that if you acting up and you get in trouble, you asked for it. But sometimes trouble comes to you. Don't let the trial cause you to doubt your walk with God. Don't let trials and tests cause you to doubt what God is doing in your life. Your walk of faith this far. We've come this far by faith. We got here by faith. He didn't say we just smooth sailed it all the way this far by faith. He said we've climbed up the rough side of the mountain. We've been down to the valley. We've been through the fire and through the flood. Come on, somebody. We've been through the things. But trouble doesn't always equate to failure of faith. It doesn't. Sometimes it does. We know when it does, when we make those choices to just walk away from God. But when we are serving God, it comes. And it's working something in our life. Job said that when I am tried, I will be like gold. I'm going to be a lot more valuable after this than I was before it, because I'm going to learn some things in this. I'm going to see God prove himself once again. And I may not understand why yet, but I know there is a why that I'm going through this. Paul would write, and he went through many things, but he would say this, 2 Corinthians 4:17, that our light affliction, which is but for a moment, works for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. He said, your affliction, it don't even equal or compare to the glory that it brings. What you're going through is going to make you more valuable in your testimony, in the kingdom, in your ministry, those things, because it's going to purify you. It's going to add some things to you. Remember, tribulation works patience. Patience, when we have patience, now that can have a perfect work or a complete work in us. But then it also brings experience. And nothing, friend, can top experience. No matter when people tell you, oh, that you say you got the Holy Ghost and you speak in tongues, but that ain't real. It ain't? Well, I don't know what to tell you because it happened. You know, and they can say, well, I don't believe you. Well, I don't care if you believe. You know, you had the experience. That's why God gives you something that you can't deny. And you think that's so, you can't deny it, so for everybody else. No, that's for you. He gave you that experience with him moving inside and filling you with the Holy Ghost and you speaking in other tongues, so you would always know, no, I know what I got. I know what happened. You might not believe it. You might want to discount it. You might want to write it off. But I know what happened to me. That blind man that was healed, they said, give glory to God. This man, he's talking about Jesus. He's a sinner and this, that, and the other. And he said, well, I don't know about what he is. Here's what I know. I was blind, and now I see. And you can't do nothing about that. And it was like that. Somebody preached about the man at the gate just the other day. And I believe it was Brother Doug. And, you know, the elders gathered. They said, what are we going to do? Because we cannot deny this miracle. This guy, we passed him every day walking in the temple. We know who he is. And now he's up dancing a jig in the house. He's praising God. He's leaping and praising God. Look at him. And there ain't nothing we can do. We can say, that ain't him. It is him. It's him. And so when God gives you that, he gives it to you for you so that you'll always remember, this is what I got. Praise God. I'm glad I got it. I'm glad I got it. So what do we do? 2 Corinthians 13:5, he told us to examine ourselves, whether you be in faith. Prove your own self. So how do I know if it's faith or failure? Examine yourself, whether you be in the faith. Did this happen, you know, did you get punched in the mouth because you called somebody ugly? You asked for it. Yeah. Did you get locked up because you were stealing? You asked for it. Now, did you get locked up for preaching the gospel? That might happen. That's part of it. Did you get, you know, cussed out because you were trying to witness? That happens. So examine yourself. Did this come about because I was just being in my flesh, or was I just walking in faith, serving God, and this happened? And so examine and prove yourself. And so when we go back, I want to go back to Peter here now and talk about this. Every statement that was made to Peter is meant to keep him from losing his faith. That was the whole subject of that passage of Scripture is not his failure. It is to keep him in the faith. He's not here to magnify his fall or his failure. He told him, he said, here's what's going to happen. I'll read it again. The Lord said, Simon, Satan has desired to have you that he might sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you that your faith fail not, and when you are converted, strengthen the brethren. That's very important language. He said, sifting is coming. I've prayed for you. He said, but there's still a conversion. There's still a conversion coming, Peter. When you are converted. When? There's something else coming, Peter. Don't get so locked in on your failure. Don't get so locked in on this trial, because I see this. The Lord is telling him, I see what's coming. I've seen it and I have provided. He said, I see it coming and I have prayed. There's already provision from on high for when the sifting comes. And he said, and there's a conversion still to happen if you stay in it. If you'll stay in it, it's going to change you. It's going to change you. Now, we know he's going to be filled with the Holy Ghost later. He's telling me, he said, there's something that's going to change you from who you are. Right now, you're walking with me. You're following me. You see me. You hear me. But I'm going to live inside of you. There's a conversion coming if you don't let your faith fail. Something. I'm not going to throw you away because a sifting is coming. This is walking by faith. Siftings happen. He wants to tear you apart if he can. But he said, I have prayed. There's provision from on high for the believer. Power over all the power of the enemy. So each statement that Jesus says here is just meant to keep Peter from losing his faith. So I see what's coming. I've provided. The Bible says the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous. He's not caught off guard. He's watching this. And then he told us that the measure of faith has been given to every man. God gave us that. Faith that's inside of us, the power that worketh in us. Well, greater is he who is in me than he that is in the world. My faith is greater and it can withstand whatever I face. Your faith is not weaker than your trial. Your faith is not weaker than your test. Your faith is powerful because it came from the all-powerful, from the Almighty, from the one who said, all power in heaven and earth is given unto me. That measure of faith came from the all-powerful, Almighty God. He did not give you a weak papier-mâché faith. It's the shield of faith that quenches fiery darts. It's a shield. We're not holding up some kind of flimsy little piece of cardboard and that can just be burned up or beat up. We're not just grabbing what we can to block ourselves. You know, we've got a shield of faith so we can quench the fiery darts of the enemy, because on this walk, he's going to shoot them at you. It's going to happen. It's coming. So just remember, it's not always failure. Faith. Sometimes it's simply faith. And so Jesus tells Peter now, he says, he's telling him, letting him know sifting's coming. Peter, he gets kind of encouraged. He's like, well, hey, look, Lord, I'll go to prison with you and I will die with you. And so the Lord has to tell him, okay, Peter, before the rooster crows three times, you're going to deny me three times. That's going to happen. But he tells him this not to break his heart, not to scold him. He tells him this so he won't be caught off guard when it happens. Because what does it say when you read this? It says when he hears the rooster crow, Peter remembers the words of the Lord. Wait, this is simply what he said would happen. Now, that didn't make it any less painful, but it kept him from quitting. Because if God tells me that something terrible is coming, I got to trust it's going to happen. But don't forget the good stuff that he said was coming. I prayed for you. There's a conversion coming. If part of it's true, all of it's true. And so if we bail out, we're going to miss the good stuff. We're going to miss the healing, the restoration. We're going to miss what God really has for us if we quit. If Peter had said, that's it, I'm done, I'm trash. And I preached on this a while back. I said he could have found a rope like Judas did, or he could listen to the rooster. The rooster wasn't crying to say, he did it, he did it, he did it. The Bible says that God's mercy is new every morning. When does the rooster crow? The rooster was there to remind Peter, his mercy, his mercy, his mercy. It's not over with. It's not over with. It's not over with. He was reminding Peter. He said, before this rooster crows, you'll deny me three times. He said, I got to enlist this rooster. He used a donkey to talk to a guy. He said, I'm going to get this rooster to remind Peter. Because when he heard the rooster crow, it said he remembered what Jesus said. And so he was reminded that this is what he said would happen. And so he said, this is going to be a testimony. I want you to know, Peter, this is coming so you won't be caught off guard. And that's what he told his disciples many times. He said, I'm telling you beforehand so when it comes to pass, you'll believe what I said. So it was a testimony that the rest of what God said would be true. If the denial is true, the provision of prayer for Peter's faith is true. When going through the trial, when going through the test, when going through the fire, remember his words. That is the lifeline of our faith, his word. We live by every word that proceedeth out of his mouth. Friend, his word is where faith takes its first breath. That's when it becomes alive. Trust his word for the good and trust his word for the bad. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Isn't it funny how take away for us is always bad? The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. But sometimes he takes away things that hurt us. We never think about that when we're reading about Job. We always think, oh, he's going to take away something I cherish, something that I love, something that helps me. How about he's going to take away fear or doubt or misery or stress or anxiety or unforgiveness or bitterness or hatred? How about that? And the Lord gives peace and comfort and strength and joy and laughter. Come on, somebody, and hope. Yeah? The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And so we trust Him in all of it. It's His Word. It's all part of our faith, not failure. I'm watching. I got 5 minutes. Praise God. Now, when Peter tells God about, he tells the Lord, look, I'm going to go to prison. I'm going to die with you. The Lord sees his heart. He knows. I think Peter meant it in the moment. I really do. Because we do. We mean it, stuff like that, in the moment. And then sometimes when it's, yeah, I'm going to jump out of that airplane. A lot of people stop at the door. Oh, I can't wait. I'm going to jump out. And I got a son that did it. But I can tell you, I ain't doing it. Well, you're not going to. I like having you. But, you know, but there are a lot of people that have went up in that plane and got to the door and said, I can't do it. I can't do it. I paid the money. I got dressed. I took the class. I'm up here, but I cannot physically step out of this door. And they missed the experience, or they missed dying. It's, you know, one or the other. I mean, it's flipping a coin. You never know, man. So, but that's just it. You just don't know. So Peter's intent was there, and God saw that. He saw his heart. But listen, our intent, our confidence, and even our faith doesn't stop the trial or test from coming, but it can keep us. It don't stop it, but it can keep us. It can keep us alive, keep us walking, because we live by faith, we walk by faith, and we go through by faith. So it can keep us alive, keep us walking, and take us through. That's what our faith can do. But it will not stop the trial. It's going to come. Trouble's going to come. But here's the thing, and this is why the Lord had to tell Peter, here's what's really coming. You can't let your confidence in yourself. He said, Lord, I will die with you. I will go to prison. This is me. I'm so sure of myself. Don't be so sure of yourself. Now, I just don't, I know I sound like I'm contradicting myself. I said have confidence in your walk. Well, your walk is from Him, so make sure your confidence is in the right place. But don't let confidence in yourself become a stumbling block. Peter had confidence in himself because he had just been given the keys and he wants to turn around and rebuke the Lord. Yeah, getting them keys don't give you that kind of authority, brother. So don't let your confidence in yourself become a stumbling block. And that's what was happening, you know, and the Lord told him, said, no, here's what's really going to happen, because we're supposed to be looking unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. We want to say, why me? Why does bad things happen to good people? Why, when I'm just doing my best, why, Lord, why is this happening? It's because you have faith. If anybody ever asks you that again, say, here's why. Because you have faith. That's why it happens to you. Because we are compassed about with a great cloud of witnesses that were put to death for their faith, that lived in caves because of their faith, that were persecuted because of their faith. It happens sometimes because of faith, not failure. It's because you have faith, and sometimes your faith needs refining, or maybe you need patience or experience or hope. That's why. There's always a why. And if the music wants to come this morning, 1 Peter 4 and 12, I'm going to read the scripture that was quoted to me. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fire trial, which is to try you. Don't think that something is just wrong. He said, don't think it strange. Strange is out of the ordinary. You know, if you get in your car, you've been driving it every day, and it's the same every day, and one day you get it, and you hear this noise you never heard. Well, that's strange. That's strange. What is that? Something's going on. I never heard that. And you can examine the car and find out what's going on. It's something strange. But he said, don't think that it's strange concerning the fiery trial that's to try you, as if some strange thing happened unto you, as if this is something that doesn't happen to believers who walk by faith. And listen, read the wording. It happened to you. It's not always because of you. It's not always through you. This happened to you. Sometimes things happen to us. And we have to hold on to our faith so that we can be strong. Many times people have gone through things that happened to them. They were abused. They were attacked. But that doesn't mean they're over or done. It happened to them. Sometimes you're driving in your car and somebody hits you. It happened to you. You were driving in the right lane. You had your seatbelt on. You were going the speed limit. You were right where you were supposed to be, obeying the law. And somebody ran the red light, broke the law, and hit you. It happened because you were driving. It can happen. But it happened to you. Sometimes things happen to us, not because of us, and not through us. It's just part of this walk of faith. It's not always failure. Stand with me this morning. Peter was able to, when you read that story with him and Jesus there, and then you read about the upcoming denial, but then you read also about the Lord telling them, make sure Peter's there when I show up. And of course it's Peter that he talks to on the shore, feed my sheep. We know all these stories. And you see Peter's denial, the love of Jesus, you know, the encouragement, the restoration. Peter writes about this to the church in his letter. In 1 Peter 1 and 5, he said, we are kept by the power of God. He knew something about the keeping power of God. We are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations. We're kept by God through faith in these seasons. You know what I love about seasons? They change. And sometimes we go through seasons of temptation and heaviness and trial. He said that the trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perishes. We don't even understand how precious and powerful this faith is we have, but it's more precious than gold. Though it be tried with fire, it might be found unto praise, honor, glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. He said, after it's tried, it should bring glory. After it's tried, there should be praise and honor. That's what trials should bring. God will keep us through our faith in Him. And so the trial or test, the trial or test that you're going through right now may be the result of prayers you prayed, because it's part of the path. It's faith, not failure. And it will lead us all the way home. Peter would also say a couple of verses later, we would receive the end of our faith, even the salvation of our soul. It'll get us home. Let's lift our hands and pray together. Lord, thank you today for this wonderful word of God. Thank you for always being mindful to speak to us, giving us an unlimited resource of encouragement, God, to keep us on this way. Lord, I pray today that we will always remember that when trouble comes, it doesn't mean we're failures. This is simply a walk of faith. And faith was meant to get us through the trouble, get us through the trial, and get us through the test. God, let us remember that today. Let this word find good ground in our heart and bring forth much fruit, Lord. We love you today. Bless all that heard it today in Jesus' name. Everyone said amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise this morning. What a great God. Praise God.
Thank you for listening to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We pray that you have been encouraged and changed by what you heard today. To keep up with RAC, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. You can also visit our website at restorationapostolic.org. Be blessed in Jesus' name.